Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest on the show, please send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, got a new friend with us. Kathy Dion's calling in from Martini 7, Bartender and Waitstaff Services. Good afternoon, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Living the dream, my friend. So I want to kind of just jump right in. Give us a little background. What is Martini's Etc.?
So Martini's Etc. is a mobile bartending and staffing service. So we travel throughout New England. People hire us for weddings, barbecues. Our guests purchase the liquor, and we show up and we do the service. So we provide the liability, so it gives our guests a peace of mind.
Huge, huge fan of this idea. Back in my corporate days, you know, we'd have events at the office and, you know, we just would throw out the beer and wine and you're like, okay, this isn't a good idea because again, something happens, you know, not everyone drinks responsibly, unfortunately. So to have somebody there who's professionally trained to say, you know what, you know, now's the time to stop and stuff. It takes the, you know, that pressure, like you said, off of the business owner, homeowner, whatever it may be. You know, I just think it's the smartest thing to do if you're going to go into that type of environment. And you must see that all the time, right?
Yeah. I mean, all of our bartenders are licensed and they, you know, do the go with training. They've gone through the liquor training. So they know, you know, how much to serve or when it's time to cut off somebody or, you know, it just actually just gives the host a peace of mind that everything's under control and, you know, people aren't going to be leaving drunk and possibly getting into an accident. They're going to be liable.
So now how'd you come up with
the
business
idea? So I actually I've been a bartender all my life since I was 19 years old. And I was bartending one day with one of my coworkers and we were talking about how, you know, I've always wanted to open up my own bartending service. And she said, yeah, me too. So we kind of decided to collaborate and we, you know, would meet every couple days after work and we came up with a name and then slogan and then we started on a website and then she actually moved. And so it went from being two of us to just me. And I've always been an entrepreneur. So it's, you know, I was like, you know, I can do this. And I just kept picking at it. And, you know, it took me a while to kind of get out there. But this is when Craigslist was kind of new. So Craigslist was my only like way of advertising or there, you know, that's all I knew because I didn't know how to advertise myself. So that's how it came about. And I started that in 2005. So since 2005, it's just been growing little by little.
So the types of events that you do.
So we actually specialize in weddings. That's what we were known for doing. But we also do corporate events. We do fundraisers, barbecues, memorial services, graduation parties. Like right now, we get booked for a lot of graduation parties, birthday parties. Somebody's opening up a new office and new business, and they want to have an open bar, so they have us show up. And we, you know, serve other kind of like a VIP event or something. So we do a little bit of everything. I mean, you want to throw a party just to have a party and we'll be there.
So really what other types of services do you offer?
So other than bartending, we also offer wait staff. We also offer a kitchen helper. We offer party helper, and planner. And we just started something called Lush Parties. And what Lush Parties is actually it's an interactive bar experience. So we actually come in and we teach a group of your guests, like 6 to 10 guests, kind of like a in-home party, you know, where you actually go and usually like Mary Kay parties or whatever. But this is actually a Lush Party. So people are actually going to be learning how to pour a drink and doing a layered drink, making martinis, and, you know, how to do a count. So basically, we're teaching them the art of bartending in the privacy of their own home, which is actually kind of fun because, not, you know, some people want to have like an in-home girls night, or they're having a bachelorette party, but they don't really want to go out and they want to rather just have a in-home party. So they hire us and we come in, we teach them 3 to 5 different drinks, and they get to taste them, and then they're like, oh, it's fun. Just a fun little party to have inside their house.
Nice. So how far do you travel for the service?
So we travel up to an hour and a half radius from Manchester, is kind of our point, from Manchester, so Manchester, New Hampshire. So we travel all over New Hampshire, Maine, and Mass. So we literally go around an hour and a half from Manchester, New Hampshire. I mean, I've driven all the way down to Montague, Mass for a wedding. It was almost about 2 hours, but I don't really say no to anything. There are lots of events that they'll pay for our lodging, so we'll actually go and stay overnight. Sometimes some events are 2 days long, so we'll actually stay overnight and then like a rehearsal dinner and then do the wedding reception the next day. So we're not opposed to not going anywhere. If they want to hire us to drive 3 hours, we'll most likely drive 3 hours as long as we have the availability.
So what's your favorite type of service to offer then?
So other than bartending, my other favorite is the party helper. So what the party helper is someone will hire us, and let's just say they're having a holiday party. And most people don't want to be slaving in the kitchen while they're, because guests always arrive early. There's always like 2 or 3 or 4 people that show up, and you're still cooking, and you're not even dressed, and you have, you know, still have to put the crackers and cheese out or whatever. So what we do is we come. Let's say the party starts at 4, we'll come about 2:33, we will literally take over your kitchen. So we will take over your kitchen, we will finish cooking, we will put all the appetizers out, we will man the buffet, we'll change the trash, we'll basically do everything that you would be doing if you were throwing a party. Otherwise, we're just taking over what you would, your duty would be. So you, instead of hiring a caterer to come and serve it, well, you may be cooking your own food, it's your own recipes, or even if you are catering in and they're just dropping it off, we're actually going to be, you know, taking everything out, put it in your own china. And then that allows the host to mingle with her guests or go get ready and not feel like she's got to, you know, oh my God, I forgot to put this in the oven or whatever. So we actually take over the entire kitchen, serve everybody, and then after everything is done, we clean up and put all the leftovers away, throw everything away. We do all the dishes and basically act like nothing. And when your party's done, your kitchen is clean and ready to go and your food's all put away. So there's nothing really for them to do other than, it's actually
so
my favorite one. Yeah.
Networking, how does networking come into play in your business then?
So it's important that I network because they can only, you know, my circle of friends is limited to my circle of friends. So it's, you know, and not everybody wants, that's like your friend or family wants to promote you. I think that's always like, you always expect them to, but you don't want to like leave it to them because, you know, sometimes people are weird about that. So, and when you go networking, you actually might meet somebody who is a real estate agent or, and she's having a big open house and she needs a bartending service, you know, she wants to offer like wine tasting or something just to be different. Or you meet somebody who is, I don't know, a photographer. And she's like, I meet brides all the time that are looking for your service or, you know, just so you get to broaden your audience. So it's really good. And they give out, you know, cards and you just kind of put a bug in their ear because they're like, oh yeah, I did meet somebody at networking and Martina's, et cetera. She'd be great for your Christmas party or your office party or even your birthday party. So it just kind of, it's really good because you get to meet lots of really great people and you can help them network and then they help you and kind of like free advertising.
Makes sense.
I like meeting people. Yeah.
So what advice would you give to college students who want to become entrepreneurs then?
I would let them know, follow your dreams. Don't let anyone get you down because there's always somebody who is trying to burst your bubble. And usually it's because they have a dream and they just don't know how to, you know, to follow that through. And, you know, they get jealous. So don't let anybody get you down. Follow your passion. Do lots of research. Definitely find out, like, who else is doing it and how are they doing it? And just kind of, you know, obviously do your own way, but don't give up on yourself and just keep going and believe in yourself. And obviously, you know, it's really important that you align yourself with other people who are, you know, doing things for themselves as well. Like, you know, you might have be working a day job and your boss is really not good at doing certain things. So you obviously want to, you know, do the opposite of what he's doing. but yeah, just follow your dreams. Definitely.
Okay, that is great advice. Now, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more about your business, Kathy?
So I have a Facebook page, and it's Martini's Bartending Service. And we are also have a website, and our website is www.martinisetc.com. I do have a Twitter. It's Martini's Etc. Bartending Service. I don't Twitter often, but I can be reached by phone. And our phone number is 603-320-2286. And my email is martinisetc@gmail.com.
Awesome.
And we
usually respond
within 15 minutes. So.
Good. Kathy, I really appreciate you taking the time out of day to come on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Have a great day. Bye now. Yeah.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
You're a business owner.
Check.
You have business owner's insurance.
Check.
And 10 years ago, that went a bit enough. Today, small businesses are being targeted and taken down by hackers. Medical offices, consultants, CPAs, any business that's built success has everything to lose. You probably have cybersecurity installed on your computer.
Check.
But you probably don't have cyber insurance, coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Cyber Policy covers that gap. CyberPolicy.com shops the leading cyber insurers to find you the right policy at the right price to avoid a catastrophe. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. And for a limited time, use the promo code BLOGTALK to get Norton's small business protection for up to 5 devices free when you sign up for cyber insurance. Plan, prevent, insure. Visit CyberPolicy.com. That's CyberPolicy.com.